everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Mm-hmm. 37 minutes after 11 o'clock, Kevin Lytle joining us now from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, I know we're moving on to Middle Tennessee, but I just have one quick question on Henry. Have you had a chance to talk to Henry Blackburn or hear how he's doing? I'm just curious. I wanted to check with you.
Yeah, no, CSU has declined to interview a request for him this week. Not surprisingly,
sure.
So obviously. He shouldn't really have to speak on what's like getting death threats. So I'm guessing he probably will at some point, but it hasn't happened yet. I mean, he's been at practice. You know, I've sort of, you know, tangentially heard that, you know, he's doing as best as, you know, someone in that situation probably could be. But yeah, he hasn't spoken publicly yet.
Well, I'm glad he's practicing and everything. Sometimes you wonder if guys just take maybe a mental break and all that, but you know, he's a competitor, and I know this Rams team is ready to get back out and try to get a dub here. 0-2 to start the season against two tough teams, obviously, going up against Middle Tennessee. But, Kevin, I just think there's a lot of pressure on this game because you know you didn't beat CU on Saturday, but I think you took advantage of the stage. I really do. We're talking about the Rams, maybe not the most positive light depending on who you talk to. Now you got to follow that up with a win.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, there were so many eyeballs on that game. And CSU obviously surprised a lot of people because the narrative, certainly nationally going in, was, you know, oh my gosh, Colorado can name their score. They can hang 80 if they want. And so CSU certainly grabbed, you know, those eyeballs. There's a reason those ratings, you know, at 2 a.m. Eastern were so high. And it's because Colorado State was playing well and, you know, making a great game. So you're going to have people that are kind of keeping an eye out. Like, you know, maybe there's something going on with that, you know, Jay Norvell and Colorado State football team. But, yeah, I mean, certainly national narrative-wise, if you go lay an egg in Middle Tennessee, it'll be like, oh, never mind. We're not interested. So yeah, it's an important game. And for the scope of the season, I think these next 3 weeks are huge for CSU if they want to be a bowl team. I think 2-1 is a minimum needed in these next 3 weeks. And, you know, these solid group of five games are the type of games CSU needs to start winning.
No question. There's no excuses right now. You got to find a way to do it. And this offense came to life for the first time, Kevin, in how many years maybe? I don't know. It felt like it's been a while since we've seen anything like this with Colorado State's offense. Thanks in large part to Braden Fowler Nicolosi. I mean, this guy has, it seems like he kind of has an it factor going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think a large part of why he, you know, got the job, so to speak, last week was, you know, not really skills necessarily. Like, certainly he has a skill set, but I think Clay Millen has a good skill set too. It's some of the intangible, you know, aggression, moxie, that type of stuff. And, you know, a little side story that I think shows that, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I think it's important to note. When CSU came out for warm-ups, Braden Fowler Nicolosi came, you know, kind of running to the corner of the end zone where they start the warm-up, and he kind of just stalked up and down the sideline a bit, you know, almost like a caged tiger type thing, and he was basically, like, glaring into the crowd. It kind of gave a vibe of, like, yeah, say something to me, like, let's go. I say, you know, what does that mean? It's hard to say for sure, but I think just that mentality is some of what CSU wanted of a guy, you know, that the team will rally around and has that sort of, you know, aggressive mindset. And they showed it on the field. I mean, he made some tough, tough throws. Obviously, he made a couple big mistakes as well, which, you know, is going to happen with a young guy. But, man, he did a lot of great things.
Well, he's a young guy, too, Kevin. If this guy, if he works out, then you're going to have him for a couple of years down the road here. And I think that's what really excites Rams fans.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the nature of sports, isn't it? You're always thinking about your team now, but you're also always thinking in the future. So, yeah, I no doubt if he can take this and run with it, that would be great, especially for an air raid offense. You got to find your quarterback. So is he that? You know, it's not, you know, way too soon to say that, but he sure started well and showed great growth from a year ago. looked kind of like you would hope a guy after a redshirt year looked, much different than he did as a true freshman.
Yeah, no question about it. There's just something there. And I'll be upfront. I'll be honest. I wasn't crazy about the move. I wasn't crazy about how it was handled. With the offense that we saw against Washington State, but you know what? I'm happy to say I was wrong. Apparently, Jay Norvell knows more than I do about his team. Kevin, is that a shocker to you?
Well, I mean, let's let play out. I mean, golly,
I could still be right. No. You're saying, You're saying?
Yeah,
that's
no.
What you're
I mean, I totally get where you're coming from, though. It was one of those like I could see arguments on both sides and. It's kind of one of those, well, this is why you pay a coach a lot of money to make, really tough decisions like that. And at least for game one, I think it's hard. There's no way you can say it was the wrong choice, honestly. So again, we'll see how it plays out, but it was a big call. And in that game, in that environment, it paid off.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, one of the things I respect your ability, your writing ability so much, but I never think of you as a guy that's fueling the fire just for the sake of fueling the fire. Will you put together reports that maybe, just get the truth out, whatever, it's not furthering your narrative. I got to ask you some questions, and I'm not asking you to throw anybody under the bus, but what I've seen in Denver the last couple of days on the media side, the Channel 7 guy, a couple of guys from some of the radio stations down there, I'm really disappointed with how the Rams have been highlighted or low-lighted throughout the course of this week. And I think a lot of reporters were doing the whole, this is what I'm going to post, this is what I'm going to tweet to further my narrative. I was upset by some of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's tough. Every person, outlet has a different, I guess, goal, we can say that. And yeah, I don't want to single people out. But yeah, I've been frustrated with some of the quote unquote media as well, just how things are covered, how their, words matter, phrasing matters, all that type of stuff. And yeah, I've been fairly disappointed. I'm not saying I always get it right. That's for sure. But I sure try and, do the even keel, kind of straight up and say, what I saw and what I think it means without, being inflammatory about it. And I just felt like there was a pretty good segment that didn't do that. And, not that anyone was intending anything, any of the horrible online social media stuff. Oh. But I think it certainly inflamed some of that in cases. And yeah, I mean, it's, that was one of the wildest atmospheres and everything I've ever seen. It's easy to get caught up. But, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, there was certainly some stuff that's been out there that, let's just say it's not how I would have done it or how I think it should have been handled. So it's tough. I mean, especially in the current day and age of how people view quote unquote media, you get a lot of things lumped together that can kind of paint a group in a bad light when really it's, maybe just one or two people.
When you've been around Jay Norvell a lot, Kevin, you've covered this guy closely. You knew him pretty well when he was in Nevada because he's a Mountain West guy. Was there any time where you thought Jay Norvell might be kind of a dirty coach, that he is promoting his players to, hurt people, get penalties, things like that?
No, I mean, it's funny, again, not to highlight individuals, but using penalty yards as proof of dirtiness is kind of silly.
Oh
I mean, a team could have 30 false starts and rack up a ton of yards. False start's not the dirtiest play I've ever seen in the world, so... obviously Henry Blackburn hit took a lot of attention. No one argues that was, a good clean hit, but it's one hit in a football, is a late hit that, unfortunately it happens in football. But the rest of the penalties, even the personal fouls, were just blocking penalties. And, some of them were quite questionable calls, we'll call it. It's not like CSU was, doing all this dirty stuff, trying to take out knees or whatever. It's, like I say, you can't use penalty yards to equate dirtiness. Now, can you say discipline, things like that? Sure. But lack of discipline is way different than dirty and malicious. So, yeah, I mean, I've never heard anyone say that before, around football. Football people, forget internet people. And I don't feel that happened that game either. So, did CSU lose its head on a couple and have a couple, you know, emotional penalties, yeah, but so it's CU. I mean, it's a rivalry game.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to expect. Kevin, before we let you go, we got to put you through rapid fire. Are you good with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Haven't done rapid fire in a while. Kevin's going to go through it. Kevin Lyon. Rapid fire. Of the stud players that we've seen with CSU so far, Dallin Holker, Torrey Horton, Jack Howell, Mo Kamara, who's going to be picked highest between those guys when it comes to the NFL, their career?
Torrey Horton.
Oh, that was an easy one, maybe. Maybe that was too easy. Braden Fowler, Nicolosi. Will the follow-up game be better than what we saw against the Buffs?
Oof. Golly, that's a good one. No, but not horribly so.
How many passes will Torrey Horton have thrown by the end of the season?
Two. I think they'll pull it out once more.
Yours truly tweeted last night that the Rams will win the next three games. It's happening. Agree or disagree?
Golly, that's the hot seat right there. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say 2-1.
Killing me, Kevin. You're killing me, man. Will we see Clay Millen at all as a quarterback for the Rams at this point this season, at some point?
Another good one. I'm going to say yes.
Okay, I'll follow up with that. Is Clay Millen a member of the Colorado State Rams next season?
I'm going to say no.
There it is. Kevin Lytle, you survived, my friend. I hate that
those,
you disagreed with
me. Those were some
me.
Good ones. I mean, that was hot. I'm feeling it.
It was like, off the cuff, too.
I might need the ice bath.
I didn't even write anything down, Kevin. I told Jack Howell this. I'm in mid-season form. You guys need a couple of weeks, but I'm in mid-season form. I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah. You don't need preseason games. Nah.
I have some stuff I got to get going to this afternoon. Kevin, are you going to be okay with Tanner Schwint on Rams Weekly tonight?
I mean, all I'm going to say, people better tune in because me and Tanner in an hour-long show, I mean, that could, who knows where this thing might go.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, and I feel bad for you. But also, I'm excited because Tanner, you know what? We give him a lot of crap, but he brings the heat, man. He does.
Oh, if he does a hot seat on that show, oh, I mean,
he's going to be
we might be predicting the 2047 football schedule.
Kevin, who's going to win? Braden Fowler, Nicolosi's future son, will he be the starting quarterback for CSU someday? I mean, that's going to be the kind of questions. I hope you're ready for that.
Yeah, Tanner hot seat. I mean, holy. No, I say, tune in. Get your popcorn ready, folks.
I love doing that show with you. It's one of my favorite parts of the week, but I love that we have it here on KFK. Kevin Lytle, appreciate you, my man.
Thanks, Brady. Great talking.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And yeah, Tanner is going to be hosting the show, Rams Weekly, this afternoon, 5 o'clock, with Kevin Lytle. Do you think he will ask Kevin to predict the future winner of the Rocky Mountain Showdown in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll ask that. Who's winning that game? That'll be good. 11:50 the time. He disagrees with my three in a row, Angel. How do you feel about that? Come on. You know you want to.
I'm leaning more 2-1.
It's going to happen.
I don't know who they'll lose to, but.
Utah Tech's the one I keep hearing people go, you got to watch out for them. I'm not scared. 11:50. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.